This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Communications are out in Gaza again and food supplies are dwindling. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Communication systems in the Gaza Strip were down for a second day, with no fuel to power the internet and phone networks, causing aid agencies to halt cross-border deliveries of humanitarian supplies, even as they warn people may soon face starvation. The World Food Programme says nearly all of Gaza's 2.3 million people need food, Gaza receiving only 10% of its needed food supplies daily, and dehydration and malnutrition are growing. Aber Atifa, a Mideast regional spokeswoman for the program, says people are facing the immediate possibility of starvation, adding with few trucks entering Gaza and no fuel to distribute the food, there's no way to meet the current hunger needs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Colorado judge has found that former President Donald Trump engaged in insurrection related to the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol, but rejected an effort to keep him off the state's primary ballot because it's unclear whether a Civil War-era constitutional amendment applies to the presidency. The ruling Friday by District Judge Sarah B. Wallace rejected the attempt to bar the former president under a part of the Constitution's 14th Amendment that prohibits someone from holding office who had, quote, engaged in insurrection or rebellion. President Joe Biden and Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador have pledged to work side by side to confront illicit fentanyl trafficking into the U.S. and to manage a growing number of migrants traveling to the border between their nations. The two leaders were in San Francisco Friday for the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Conference. Biden's relationship with Lopez Obrador has at times been tense, but the two were all smiles and compliments on Friday. Biden told Lopez Obrador, quote, I couldn't have a better partner than you. The Mexican leader called Biden a, quote, good man and a, quote, extraordinary president. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The White House wants House Republicans to withdraw subpoenas targeting members of President Biden's family. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer issued subpoenas to Biden's son Hunter and brother James as part of a GOP impeachment push.
For years, President Biden has lied to the American people about his knowledge of and participation in his family's corrupt business schemes.
In a four-page letter to Comer and Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan, a top White House attorney, says the overzealous House GOP majority has misrepresented the facts and have ignored evidence destroying their claims. Republicans in the House have yet to provide evidence that directly implicates Joe Biden in any wrongdoing. Comer responded, saying the president and the White House are trying to obstruct their investigation at every turn and will continue to follow the facts to hold the president accountable. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Liberian President George Weah has conceded defeat after nearly complete provisional results showed challenger Joseph Boakai won this week's runoff election. In an address to the nation late Friday, Weah said that, quote, the Liberian people have spoken and we have heard their voice. He urged supporters to follow his example and accept the results. But he didn't rule out a future career in politics, saying that, quote, our time will come again. The 57-year-old former international soccer star was elected in 2017 when he easily defeated Boakai, but his popularity has declined over the past 6 years amid the country's economic struggles. Members of the United Auto Workers Union are close to approving contract agreements with Stellantis and Ford. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Voting at Stellantis and Ford is overwhelmingly in favor, with only a few factories yet to cast ballots. Workers at Ford voted 68.2% in favor of the deal, with only seven smaller facilities yet to be counted by early Saturday. At the company's huge pickup truck plant in Dearborn, Michigan, the vote was 78.7 in favor. At Stellantis, the deal has been approved by a large margin to two big Detroit plants. Voting at Jeep and Ram vehicle maker Stellantis is scheduled to officially end on Saturday night. I'm Norman Hall.
A powerful undersea earthquake has shaken the southern Philippines, causing ceilings and shopping malls to plunge to the ground as shoppers screamed. No tsunami warning is in effect. Officials say they are investigating reports of one death. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 6.7 quake was located 16 miles from Burias at the southern tip of the Philippines. Videos on social media show ceilings falling at two large malls as pillars swayed and people cowered and shouted in fear. The malls announced temporary closures. The Philippines experiences regular earthquakes and volcanic eruptions due to its location on the Pacific Ring of Fire, an arc of seismic faults around the ocean. For pictures, video, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm Alexis Strobe.